From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, January 14th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Charles Holmes is reporting in the Daily Mail that Sarah Nicoli, a Democrat, and the town supervisor of Palatine, Montgomery County, has announced she will run against Republican first-term state senator George Armador in November. Nicoli said she intends to file by the campaign finance deadline on Friday, January the 15th. Nicoli grew up in the Albany area. She's a graduate of Albany High School and SUNY Albany. Nicoli and her husband raise sheep, and she is the director of the New York State Labor Religion Coalition. Nicoli is currently serving her second term as town supervisor. She said, and I quote, "We really have a crushed system in government in Albany. The leader segment doesn't necessarily serve the people of our communities, and I believe George Armador is very much a part of that system," end quote. When asked about the possibility of facing Nicoli in the general election, Armador said he is concentrating on doing his work for the people of the 46th Senate District, not on election politics. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that three of the Hunter Fire Company's air packs failed during a recent structure fire. Hunter Fire Chief John Lavangella told the Hunter Village Board the oxygen supplying mask and backpack tanks that firefighters used to breathe when entering smoke-filled buildings were found to be inoperable and must be replaced as quickly as possible. The chief said it was unclear what caused the units to fail, but he noted the packs are more than 15 years old and the temperatures were very low on the night of the fire. He said, and I quote, "We're not sure why, if it was because of the cold weather. It was 4 degrees. Air packs are very important in the fire business, and we need them like yesterday," end quote. The new packs will cost up to $5,000 each. The new unit is designed to deliver oxygen to the user and comes with a mask, tank, and bottle, and also has an intercom that allows firefighters to speak to one another. It also contains an injury alarm system used to locate a firefighter in case of injury. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Casey Steeler is reporting in the Times Union that Governor Andrew Cuomo delivered a combined State of the State and Executive Budget address from the Empire State Plaza Convention Center in Albany on Wednesday, January the 13th. The $145 billion budget proposal will be under the state's flexible 2% cap, Cuomo said. The centerpiece of his proposal was a transportation infrastructure development plan, including massive upgrades to mass transit downstate and the replacement of LaGuardia Airport. Cuomo offered no details on how the state would pay for it. On environmental issues, Cuomo said New York would aim to be coal-free by 2020. Governor also called for a $15 minimum wage for all state workers, indicated he would double the amount spent on pre-K education, and said he would seek to expand the state's goal of doing 30% of its contracting with minority and women-owned businesses. Cuomo said he would also create a program to spend $20 billion on affordable and supportive housing, in addition to other services to benefit the homeless. The address was interrupted early on by Assemblymember Charles Barron, a Brooklyn Democrat who clashed with Cuomo in the past. Just minutes after Cuomo began his speech, Barron stood up and began denouncing him for failing to properly fund public education. Barron was ultimately led from the convention hall by Assembly Majority Leader Joe Morelli. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Register Star that food distributor Ginsburg Foods has been denied a $500,000 state community development block grant for a planned expansion project. The company was awarded the funds to help develop its proposed $11.3 million, 65,000 square foot refrigerated warehouse in Ghent and Claverick. Prior to release of the funds, the State Office of Homes and Community Renewal received complaints about excavation and the installation of an access road, among other things. This activity was in direct violation of the agency's funding requirements. County Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Morrell said he is working with Columbia Economic Development Corporation Interim President and CEO Mike Tucker and Columbia County Planning Economic Development Commissioner Ken Flood to gain an understanding of what exactly occurred. Morrell said he had learned that Ginsburg began work on the project before the grant was approved. He said he hoped the company could work things out. Tucker confirmed his agency is currently in discussion with county officials to understand the basis of the decision and how to move forward. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Charlie Holmes is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Caro Durham Board of Education has taken action to acquire a piece of property located at 404 County Route 23B in Caro, directly adjacent to the district's elementary school. The parties reached an agreement last week, and the board passed a resolution to move forward with the acquisition on Tuesday, January the 12th. Caro Durham Superintendent Mike Tahibi said the parcel includes a dilapidated, condemned house. The district will demolish the building to make way for additional parking space at the elementary school. Tahibi said, and I quote, "It would remove an eyesore from the community and add a much nicer looking entrance to the elementary school," end quote. The superintendent confirmed the house contains asbestos, but said a condition of the sale would be for the seller to remove the material. Tahibi said purchasing the property made economic sense for the district. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. For our final story, Keisha Cluckley is reporting at Politico New York that the State Education Department will apply for a pilot program under new federal legislation that would allow the state to explore a new kind of assessment system. The Every Student Succeeds Act, enacted in December, replaces No Child Left Behind. Under the law, seven states would be given waivers allowing them to have a school district, or in some cases the full state, operate a new assessment system in lieu of the state test. It is still unclear when the application process for the new program will open. The pilot covers a five-year period, and after the third year, the Federal Education Secretary will conduct a study to measure how the participating states are performing. The program could then be open to all states, according to federal lawmakers. In December, the State Board of Regents put a moratorium in place on the use of the third through eighth grade test scores for teacher and principal evaluations through the 2019-2020 school year. The State Education Department is currently in the process of reviewing the Common Core Learning Standards assessments and evaluations. You can read that full story at Politico New York. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a slight chance of snow before 7 a.m., then a chance of flurries after 7 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 30 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Thursday night, a chance of flurries, mostly cloudy with a low around 25. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, it will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 42 degrees. Friday night, rain showers likely before 5 a.m., then rain and snow showers likely, mostly cloudy with a low around 34. And on Saturday, rain and snow showers likely, becoming all rain after 9 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 41. And Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 23. Sunrise today was at 7:21 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:47 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 25 minutes of daylight, 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 14th day of January, 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.